You are listening to The Holly Hall Show. I am a master astrologer, and using my psychology and philosophy educational background, I have been coaching, life coaching, people for over 25 years. I have successfully helped all of them through their relationships, their career, their personal challenges, and helping them find the best answers that can propel them into the future that they desire. I work with their children, I work with themselves, I work with childhood trauma. You have a question, I can answer it. I want you to call in for some free advice at 323-642-1120. That's 323-642-1120. If you're interested in having a reading, please go to www.holly.consulting. That's not .com, it's .consulting. That's www.holly.consulting. Now sit back, relax, and listen to some true stories. And if you're so inclined, call in at 323-642-1120. That's 323-642-1120. Let's listen to yours and find you some answers. Hey everyone, how are you doing tonight? This fine weekend of the third day of a full moon. That's right. On Thursday, Friday, we had a full moon, and it will affect you for the next 3 days, which is the final day is today. And so what have you done with that full moon? What will you do with that full moon? And it's really important because we got a new moon coming up in August 4th. And that means that you want to do something with this energy. You want to use the energy to finalize, culminate, wrap things up. And what are you going to wrap things up with? Is it going to be... Yes, it's going to be around your family. It's going to be around some drama. And it's definitely going to be around finishing up some projects that you may have been neglecting. However, at the same time, we also have Mercury in retrograde. And that also began right about the same time as the full moon. And what does that mean? Well, it's in Aquarius. So you're going to feel like things are overwhelming. But at the same token, you want to look at the bigger picture. Okay. And it affects everyone different. Now, if you're a Leo or you're an Aquarian, as well as if you're a Gemini, okay, those three signs are really going to be hit hard. Now, do you know what your moon sign is? Do you know what your Mercury sign is? That's important too. If you don't, you can definitely get a hold of me at holly@holly.consulting. Okay, so it's not holly.com, it's holly.consulting. So holly@holly.consulting. And you can also find me on Facebook at www.facebook.com/HollyConsulting8. And pop me a message on there and I'll look it up for you. Find out. You can Google, you know, find out my moon sign. I think lunarmoons.com or luna.com, something like that. You can find out what your moon sign is. Now I'm taking callers and we have some callers waiting. So in about 10 minutes or so, I'm going to take some callers and I'm going to answer their questions for them. And if you've got a question, especially now with this energy, do you find yourself, your central nervous system is out of whack? Do you find yourself wanting to have a lot of alone time? Are you looking at global issues and finding yourself irritated by what's happening globally? I can tell you, I've got a Leo rising and Aquarian moon, and I am definitely, I want to make a difference, you know, I want to make a huge difference and not, you know, not the next Oprah, nothing like that. I just want to make a difference in my own environment. I finished watching the movie Minimalism and I highly recommend that every single one of you that wants to make a difference. Feed your heart, feed your brain, feed your soul with as many of these documentaries as you possibly can. There's What the Health, which is on YouTube, also on Netflix, Minimalism on Netflix. Anything to do with the environment. Just feed yourself with that information constantly, and you will begin to see a shift slowly happen. It won't happen overnight. You know, the standard on a psychological level is 21 days. It might take you months. It might take you years. I've been addicted to these types of documentaries. The Secret, that's another one. With the Bleep, that's another one. There's a ton of them that you can research and look up and feed yourself with this information. It will change the neural pathways in your brain, and you will start to gravitate towards wanting to change your life. People will show up. Opportunities will show up. You might lose your job. Every time somebody comes to me for a reading and says, I'm devastated, I've lost my job, my first thing is, congratulations. What are you going to do now? I'm going to ask you some questions. And this is very much around the full moon. And you want to, with Mercury, also in retrograde, you want to take a look at revamping plans, changing plans. If you're looking at wanting to travel, wanting to do some vacationing, you're possibly looking at things like, how can I vacation? How can I volunteer on my vacation? How can I make a difference while I'm away? And some of it might just be downtime. You know, get away and take stock of how you feel when that vacation is over. We just came back from a almost three-week European vacation. And I had to tell you, it was unplugged, basically. I had my phone with me. I wasn't constantly on the internet, on the computer. I wasn't doing readings all day long like I do, 3 to 4 days a week. And it makes a difference. So go away, even if it's just a weekend, and unplug. And how do you feel? How is your central nervous system? How is your anxiety level? Okay, because this is some of the questions that are going to be popping up for you. Now, what if I told you that before you were born, okay, let's say I told you you're going to live in a place where much of what you like and desire will be bad for you. You will kill other living beings to eat. You will eat manufactured food that will corrupt your central nervous system. You will take manufactured pills in hopes to cure these side effects. The manufactured pills will make you more sick, body, mind. The ratio of pleasure and work will be 30-70 at best. You will look for self-love in others and never find it. Your leaders will not have your best interests. And avoiding this will not be mainstream. That sounds pretty depressing, doesn't it? That's the life that we live. But what if I told you that it's all avoidable, but many of you don't even try? And that's why I mentioned feeding yourself with this type of positive information that can change the neural pathways in your brain and make that shift. You don't have to give up everything today. You don't have to sell everything and go live on an ashram, you know, or meditate for hours every morning. You don't have to do any of that. All you have to do is change the way that you think, and it's what you expose to yourself. And even a half an hour a day, an hour a day, a few times a week of finding these documentaries, reading books. There's a book, Minimalism, as well. Now, if you had a choice, would you want to live there? Would you want to live in a place like that? So the question of the day that I pose to you with this Mercury in retrograde and this full moon is, why not try to lower your intake of animal products? Eat more plant-based. The results will be fewer manufactured pills. You will consume less. You will work less. You will play more. And practice self-love daily. This is something I highly, highly recommend. I go on YouTube. I will watch Dr. Shefali, who's highly recommended me, and I am so grateful for that. I've helped so many mothers understand their children, so many wives and husbands understand each other. Astrology isn't just about predictions. In fact, that's the part that has always been my axe, you know, that I had to grind. I did not like to be a fortune teller or a charlatan. Now, yes, I can take a look at what's going on. I can look at timelines. I can look at the future. I can say that this is exactly what you're going to do. And 90% of the chance, the time, that is what the person will do. But that's not my mission. My mission is to grab that 10% and go, you know what? It doesn't have to turn out like this. This is the lesson. This is the reward at the end of that lesson. This is how long it's going to take. What are we going to do about it? How can I coach you to get to that end result that you desire? Okay. So I think it's Super Soul Sundays. That's the Oprah. I feed myself with that. Before I went on to Europe, I downloaded a whole bunch of those from YouTube. There's sneaky places. I think it's YouTube to MP3 or MP4, something like that. I watch them. Anything that you can do to constantly feed your mind and make that shift, I am telling you 100%, it's going to help you. Now, for this week, I want to give you, and this is the week of July 30th, July 29th, if you go by the Sunday of 2018. And we're looking at a couple of things that are going to happen this week. The moon's going to shift into Pisces tomorrow. So don't be surprised if many of you shift from, I just want to be alone because other people irritate me right now. Or you might become very social. Past weekend, you might have been very social, very, you know, maybe partied a little too much, played a little bit too much. Who can play a little bit too much, right? And Monday and Tuesday will be downtime, including parts of Wednesday. And many of you will feel tired, possibly might come down with an illness or a cold like I did. I just came down with a cold. Don't know if that has anything to do with the guy coughing his head off beside me 10 hours from Italy, but it's going to bring me down. Sometimes that's what happens. It's Pisces, Virgos, Geminis, and Sagittarians are really going to be affected by this for the next 4 days, 2.5 days, sorry. And it's okay. I'm telling you, slow down, take that warm 2 hour, you know, hour bath, have that glass of wine, read that good book, watch that sappy movie, get that alone time, lock yourself in the room, tell your kids you're not feeling well, let your husband take care of business, right? And because with the Mercury in retrograde, there's a lot of stuff going on around family and a lot of dynamics around that. And people are saying, I'm too busy. I don't have time for myself. How do I practice self-love? How do I change the eating habits? I've got 4 kids to feed. I've got a family that it demands. And this is a time to minimalize that. You know, I taught my child to do laundry at 8. She's making her own lunch at 8. Monitored, obviously. But there's a lot of over expectations that we give ourselves, that we have to do this, we have to do that, we have to be a martyr, we have to sacrifice, guilt, so much guilt. One of the side effects of the central nervous system being affected, and the central nervous system is affected by the food that we eat, by the amount or the lack of time that we give ourselves to recharge our batteries. And the media that we take in, whether that be news, social media, with all of these little blurbs of stuff happening all around the world that many of us cannot do anything about, take a social media fast. Take a 2-day fast. Drink a ton of water. All of that stuff. Because one of the side effects of your central nervous system being affected is irritation. Right? Irritation and snappy, being snappy and not being able to respond quickly. And we don't want to have any of that in our lives, right? Okay, so I can hear, I can sense some of you nodding your heads. Yeah, yeah, that's me. We've got Jupiter is in Scorpio as well. So about the second week of July, we started to, and all different ways, okay? We're not exactly the same, but we have themes. Astrology shows that as a society, there's a theme. How we react to that theme positively, negatively, is individual, completely individual. And that theme is, do I have resentment? Do I feel resentment? Do I feel lack? Do I feel, am I fooling myself? Am I deceiving myself? Okay. And Saturn is also in retrograde in Capricorn, and it's going to stay that way. And then it's going to move. Where is it now? Yeah. It's going to move back into forward again in October. So we've got September, October. So we got the fall between now and early fall to do some work. Put some routine. Okay, what is it? Is it maybe eating meat once a week or twice a week? Okay, meatless Mondays, as some people put it. Is it watching something that's more informative? I watched The Minimalists with my daughter today. She was reluctant. I said, just give it 20 minutes. 45 minutes later, she's like, I really want to finish watching it, but I've got to go start my laundry for work tomorrow. So we'll continue to watch it, you know, even if you kind of trick them into that. And if you don't have kids, do this just for yourself. So put a plan in place. That's what Mercury retrograde is all about. When Mercury is in retrograde, and this is going on until the 20th of August, so we've got a good 3 weeks of it. There's going to be misunderstandings. It's not a good time to sign important papers. It's not a time to buy or purchase important items. If you do have communications around that, and communication has anything to do with your computer, talking to other people, emails, texting, conversations, make sure that it's completely understood. When you're speaking with the other person, ask them to repeat what you've said, or do you understand what I'm talking about? So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to a commercial break. Some things are lagging here. Hopefully it'll work. And when I get back, I'm going to take some callers. When you call in, when I take your call right away, because I'm a one-man band here, right away, I need your birth date. So the way that I need it is say that I'm May 12th, 1999. Okay, or April 6, 1972. All right, I don't need your time of birth, but I need it in that order. That lets me punch it in really quickly because it draws up a chart for me, a bunch of, looks like Chinese or Japanese that I read very clearly, and then ask me one clear question, and I'd love to help you. So we'll get to that after this commercial break. Have you ever thought of having your own private life coach that not only understands you from the day that you were born, but understands you on a very deep molecular soul experiential level that no one understands except for yourself? In fact, you will create an awareness from this experience about yourself that will lift and guide your soul to a heightened level that you'd never imagined before. That's what a life coach experience is with me. I have a background in NLP, psychology and philosophy, and I've been a master astrologer for over 25 years. I've got experience with magazines, books, radio, teaching, and I have clients all around the globe. Go to www.holly.consulting. Not .com, it's .consulting. You can also find me on facebook.com/HollyConsulting8. I love the number 8 because it's infinity and it's abundance. You can find me at the TLC Tribe. Okay, www.tlctribe.com. TLCtribe.com. If you're not in a position where you can have me on a monthly or biweekly basis as a coach, the TLC Club is the best place to go. It's inexpensive, and it allows you to have interactive contact and asking me questions and getting answers on a weekly basis, as well as weaving in classes and workshops, knowledge, and so much more that will propel you into the future that you desire. That's www.tlc.com. Please call in. The lines are waiting for you. Call in and ask me a question, and I'll give you an answer. Share with your friends. Have them call in too, so they can experience what you've experienced. Sharing is caring. Call in at 323-642-1120. That's 323-642-1120. Now let's get back to the show. Hey everyone, we're back. I also forgot to tell you, I also do dream analysts. I've been doing dream analysts for over 20 years as well, and dreams are your subconscious way of secretly giving you answers and helping to guide you. And the silliest, craziest of dreams, the better. And even nightmares. Nightmares are amazing because nightmares are telling you that you're going through a shift that you may be resisting. You're going through some closure and you're having a rebirth and you're fighting with that. And so, or you're killing off a characteristic or a trait within yourself. I was going to take a sip of water for that throat of mine. You're listening live with Holly at I'm a Master Astrologer. And we're going to take our first caller. They've been waiting on the line for quite some time. Hello, you're on the air. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Good, good. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Julia from Florida.
Hi, Julia. Let me get your birthday.
It's September 16th. 1961.
Awesome. And what is your question?
I'm looking to make a move, relocate to a different state, hopefully within the next, say, 3 to 4 months before the end of the year. And it's a starting over point. So it's, you know, finding a home, finding a job, finding my tribe. So I just, you know, kind of, how does that look astrologically for this to be a successful new venture for me?
Yeah, absolutely. I can see that you've been struggling with this since actually the beginning of 2017, possibly the end of 2016. And there's been a lot of closures for you. There has been endings of job, endings of relationships, endings of, especially women in your life. And you are a traveler by nature. And even though you're Virgo, you've got what's a Sagittarian mood. And what that means is you seeking out your own philosophy and your own truth and your own religion, so to speak, your own belief system has been a passion for you throughout your entire life. But you're also extremely a people person. So you've been a very family oriented person. So you've given for so many years. You've given for what people want, what people need from you, what people desired from you. You almost lost yourself. Actually, you realized that about 5 years ago, that you lost yourself in that sense of trying to keep the peace and always doing what other people want. And it got to the point where it was like, I don't even know who I am anymore because I'm just doing what everybody else wants me to do, what makes everybody else happy. And so now, within the next year, you've come to a point where you're like, okay, I'm done with that. This is not my truth. This is not who I am. I have to find out who my people are, what my truth is. You do have to be careful that when you do move, and I do see that happening for you, I don't see 100% settling until the September time of 2019. So that's about a year away. But I do see you making a move that's very, it's hard for you, but it's successful around the end of November and into December. So by the end of this year, and it's almost like you get a lucky chance, you get like a lucky break, and it's through a friend or it's through an associate of yours. But it's not luck. This is something that you've been working on very sharply, you've been looking out for these opportunities that would benefit you for a long time. So even though it appears to be a lucky break, it's not. And what I highly recommend is that you take any around that time frame, take any opportunity, even if it sounds like something that doesn't fit the picture that you're, that the plan that you're making, because you are a planner. You do like to sort of plan, and then with that plan, you discover all the pitfalls, like, well, this problem could happen and that problem could happen, and then you talk yourself out of it.
Yes, exactly.
So you want to, which makes you a really good problem solver, which hopefully that's what you do with your career. And you've done it with so many people. You've helped them solve all their problems. And because you're able to see both sides of every issue, you're very forgiving, you're very understanding. And that makes it easy for you to solve problems. But you, excuse me, I have a cold, but you haven't done that for yourself. So yes, now is the time. And it's a woman. The person that's going to help you in November, end of November, December, it's a woman. And so the place, do you have an idea of where you want to go?
I'm thinking of a couple places. I live in Florida now, like in the Orlando area. And I'm thinking about either Wilmington, North Carolina, or possibly Chattanooga, Tennessee, but I'm not really set because it's like I keep like waiting for a sign or something that's like, aha, yes, this is it. I'm like vacillating back and forth. So I'm not sure.
So that's perfect. So what I said to you that in the past, since the beginning of 2017, the end of 2016, that there was job endings, there was relationship endings, and you had separated, maybe even with family members. Did that happen?
Yes. I divorced after 31 years of marriage. I relocated to a new state. My closest niece that was always like my favorite niece, we've sort of separated and have very little contact. So, yeah, definitely all the women in my life have sort of evaporated.
And did this all happen where you live now?
No.
This all happened in Florida?
No. The divorce happened in Colorado, where I used to live, and the family member, it was here in Florida.
Okay. So why I'm saying that is because that's your sign. That's your sign because things have ended. Things are ending because it no longer suits you to be in that location any longer. And what's happening is that you're a pretty laid back, non-confrontational, I don't really want to fight with anybody kind of person. But this really strong, fierce spirit has come out, and it's frustrated because this is not your truth. This is not your philosophy. This is not the way that you want to live. It was good for you at the time, but it's outgrown. The energy is outgrown. Right? And so what's happening since then is that your ambitions are being stimulated, your ambitions are being shifted, and you basically had like a physical breakdown and emotional breakdown back in that time around the breakup with your husband in your partnership. And there was some lies and some deception there, and so it made you question, how do I trust myself? How do I trust anybody? And then it went to, how do I trust myself when I couldn't even see this as clear as obviously everybody else did? Right?
Yes.
That would happen.
Exactly. Yes.
Right. So what's happened is, this is what's called a spiritual rebirth that you're going through, a soul rebirth. And a lot of people go through this. It's called a Pluto transit, and it's completely changing your direction, and it's helping you find your passion, but not in just this lifetime. See, what happens, I explain this to a lot of my clients, is in one lifetime, we'll go through a whole bunch of transformations and events happen, and it changes the way we think or alters or it expands us or it deflates us, whatever. And it just sort of shifts the way we are in this lifetime. But I firmly believe that our soul is an entity in itself, and our soul is a being in itself. And every lifetime is like macro moments. Like one lifetime, we have micro moments, and every lifetime is macro moments. And right in between, right in the middle of a lifetime, which is happening to you right now, some of us, our soul shifts, it changes, it almost like graduates from high school to university. And the way that we've been thinking, behavioral patterns that you've had, the way you dealt with anger, lifetime after lifetime, the type of men that you choose or the partners that you chose, the opposite sex or same sex, whatever the partners that you chose, lifetime after lifetime, is changing. So it's confusing, which is what you went through 5 years ago or when you had the split up with your partner. It's confusing because you don't even recognize yourself. Like, this isn't five. If you told me this was going to happen 10 years ago, you would have went, no, that's not me. Right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And so spiritually, on a really deep level, yeah, you're shifting. And it's honestly, after October to the early fall, even September 2019, you will not be the same person. You will not live in the same location. You will not have the same job. You will not have the same friends. And everything gets much easier after that. You're past the worst of it. You're close to the finish line right now. And I know a year, some people might say, oh my God, I got to go through this for another year. A year is nothing when you're completely being reborn on a soul level. So it's kudos to you. So November is when I see that shift, that you make the move. Don't expect it to be super comfortable at first, but it's definitely a great opportunity. Now, I'll give you an example with a client that I did a reading with just a couple weeks ago. I coach her every 2 weeks, I think it is, we talk. And 2 months ago, I'd said to her, in June, you're going to have these opportunities. It's going to be totally unexpected, nothing that you'd ever imagine. I need you to take every single opportunity. So I coached her about a week before an opportunity. And she said, well, I said, did you have these opportunities? She goes, no, I didn't have anything. I went, think. And then she goes, okay, yeah, a friend asked me if I wanted to go to this event with her because her friend backed out and I got to get a babysitter for the kids and my husband's got to work. And I said, do you want to go? She goes, well, yeah, I would like to go. So she decided that her husband could take care of the kids because really he could. The kids are 8 and 11 years old. They weren't that difficult for them to be able to even take care of themselves as well while their husband was there. She went. I talked to her 2 weeks after, and the event really didn't do a lot, but she met somebody at the event who she sparked, and also she met somebody in the airport, which was crazy, and she's starting up a whole new business all around meeting these two complete strangers just by her going to the event. So this is the type of thing that I'm talking about with you in end of November, December. There's going to be a very sudden opportunity for you. It's going to be from a friend or an acquaintance. It's going to be from a female, and that's going to be your sign, as you said, for moving.
Wow. That's awesome.
You are
accurate in everything you've said. This is unbelievable. Wow.
Thank
it's like
you.
My mind is blown. Wow.
See, and this is why I do thank you. And I really, you don't know, my soul, my heart, my spirit loves that kind of validation from your soul, from your spirit. And why I do that is because not only do I want you to trust the unfolding of your spiritual, your soul transformation that you're going through, because it validates it, right? It's like, well, if she knows everything that happened in the past, then there must be some accuracy with what she said is happening in the future. And I will tell you, 50%, more than 50 to 70% of us miss so many opportunities because we have filters that block us, that scare us, that we're afraid of. We don't want to move. We don't want to change anything. And so people say, well, why me? Why doesn't this happen to me? Because you missed it. It happened, but you completely blinded yourself and you didn't see it. And so my goal, my mission is for you to tell you when that opportunity is, which is November, December. And so that now I've almost imprinted it in your soul, in your mind, that when that time comes, it'll just happen. You'll just be like, you won't even have to say, oh, I remember what Holly said 2 months ago, 3 months ago. Your subconscious will just know. And you'll see it now when you wouldn't have seen it a year ago or yesterday before we spoke.
Excellent. I'm so glad you're making a point of telling me this, because when you were saying about the trust, that's exactly right. And I think that's been a lot of what, you know, it's like I'm afraid to trust myself. And what if I make a mistake? So then I don't do anything. So it's, I'm so glad you're reiterating this. I'm actually going to write it on my calendar on November and December, you know, take the opportunity, because I don't want to miss it.
Bravo. Perfect. Because you know what? When I do readings, when I do sessions, I record them and I tell people, listen to the session again within the next 48 hours. I would tell you probably 60% do and 40 don't. The 60% that do, I always get emails with them going, holy cow, I got so much more out of it when I listened to it a second time. Because I do talk, as you can tell, I talk very quickly. I give a ton of information. And then I say to them, every date that I give you, put a star on your calendar. And when that star happens, listen to this. Like, this show is recorded, so you can go back and, you know, put the link on your calendar on your phone and listen to it again. And that will also imprint in your neural pathways in your brain, so that you will notice, the blinders come off, and you will witness, you will notice those opportunities coming your way. Thank you so much. It was so nice
awesome.
To talk to you.
Wow. You just blew my mind so bad. It's like, wow, thank you. This has been amazing. I am so glad I called in.
I am so glad you called in, too. I'm here every Sunday, so, you know, look me up on Facebook. Come on back. Give me an update.
All right, I will. Thank you so much. You don't know
how
much I really needed to hear this at this time, so thank you.
You're more than welcome. Godspeed.
All right. Thank you.
So that gives you an idea of what I do. I want her to keep listening, but I can't seem to click her off. And it gives you an idea of what I do when I do readings, right? I take a look at what's happening in the past. I take a look at what's happening in the future. And I give you a good time frame around that. Right. And so we're going to go to our next caller because we've got about 20 minutes left. And I'm actually not familiar with what it's like on the caller side. I do see a few other people. Maybe you're just listening, but I know there's a way that you can ask a question. I don't know if it's you press one. I think it gives you an idea of what you're supposed to do when you call in. So if you have a question, follow those instructions and I'll see a little question mark beside your phone number. And I'd love to help you guys out, just like I just helped the last caller out. So we're going to take a call now from 631 area code. Hello, you're live on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hi, Nicole. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Fighting a bit of a cold here, but I'm surviving.
Oh.
It's my slowdown.
I hear you.
Summer cold
down. Is the worst a little bit, yeah.
I know. Well, that's what I get for being trapped in it. Like, I shouldn't say trapped. It was a lovely vacation, but literally 10 hours with this sniffling guy. I felt bad for him, too, but I was like, I'm definitely going to be getting
that. My little fear about, like, inside air. Like, I always have my window down in my car because I'm like... Like that, like inside air, like that. And, you know, that's
I know,
what
especially
my
in an airplane,
yeah.
Right? It's the
yeah,
same
yeah,
air.
Nowhere to go. Yeah. Yeah.
Probably didn't even come from him. Could have came from the other 50 passengers that were sick, too.
Oh, yeah.
What is your birth date, hon?
I said 30th, 1982.
1982?
Yes.
Okay. What is your question?
My question is, next Sunday, I have to go to a residency for my school. I'm wondering if you can pick up on anything about how that would go, even if I'm still able to go. I'm kind of trying to work out a babysitter for my children.
Okay. So is this something that you had planned at the beginning of the year or you knew about at the beginning of the year?
I'm pretty early in the year, since April.
Yeah, okay. You might have been aware or planning it or wanted it to happen at the beginning of the year. Now, when you say residency, are you doing something in a medical field?
Mental health, yeah. With mental health.
Mental health?
Yes, I'm in my master's program for clinical mental health counseling.
Okay, perfect. Yes, I absolutely do see that happening. And what I would do is just you've got the plans in place, right? So do you have your hotel booked? You got your flight or your transportation there?
Yeah, all of that is settled. It's good. Just my children. I have two small babies that my the person I was going to watch them, they backed out. So that was my main concern.
Yeah, there's a friend, a female friend, who's able to help you. Now, for some reason, you're resisting that. It's like you don't want that particular person. I don't know if it's your mother or if it's sister or sister-in-law or it's somebody that you don't normally get along with.
You know what? Wow. Because it flashed my mind for a second. Out of the blue, somebody from my past texted me just, you know, to say, hey, how you doing? And it was like years ago, we kind of had a falling out and I just kind of kept her at a distance.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering if this person contacted me because I was going through this issue, but I quickly put it out of my head because we haven't been speaking.
Get in contact with her. Just talk to her. See how it flows. I feel that it's going to flow quite well. Mention, I'm so excited. I'm going somewhere Sunday, but my babysitter backed out at the last minute.
Right.
If you feel safe, if you feel like she's a safe person, definitely. The other thing is if you just put it out there, I don't know if you've got social media, if you've got a small group of friends on social media. I see that you're very careful that you keep your group really small. You don't have like everybody's friend of a friend. Yeah, so like you're one of those people who got like 45 people on your Facebook, right?
Yeah, that's pretty much it. It's definitely people that I definitely know and no more than that.
Exactly. So even put it out there. Say, hey, you know, is there, and the right person will respond. If the person, you also have similarity because you have some Libra in your, well, you're a Libra, but you also got Libra Mercury. You do have a hard time saying no to people. And once you know somebody, like you and I were best buds, you would lay it on the line. You would put the cards on the table. You'd tell me just like it is. Like I could, if I wanted the truth from you, you would tell me point blank. But if you're not that close to somebody, you're very careful. You're not confrontational. You really don't want to say the truth because you don't want to create, you know, some sort of argument or debate. So what I would do is put it out there on the social media, your small clan of friends, and the right person will approach. But please, if there's five people that approach you and there's two that you really are like, I wouldn't even let my pet rabbit for you to take care
right.
of. Say no. Just say no to those two people.
Okay.
But I do feel that energy coming. Mercury's in retrograde, so you probably had that person turned you down just a few days ago. And
maybe about 8 days ago, it was my sister. She told me that it was like, you know, pretty much too much. She was flaky around the whole time. But finally, I said, okay, fine, you know, just forget it, yeah.
Yeah, and what's the chances of you taking them with you?
I would see, because that's the thing. I'm pretty much set on going, like, no matter what, even if I have to go in the classroom.
Yeah.
So even because the person would have to come with me, the friend that that texted me out of the booth, she would have to come with me, and that's where she would be. She would just watch them in the hotel, which at the end of the day, I really don't have a problem with this. It's, you know, that it's just, you know, I don't want it to be too awkward since we're not so close anymore like we used to be.
Yeah, don't present it in such a way where you're directly asking her. Say, hey, I'm glad you reached out to me. I'd love to have a coffee or a glass of wine or a conversation on the telephone and have a conversation and let it organically happen. You know, what are you doing with your life? What are you doing with your life? And then like, yeah, this is what I've been doing. I've been doing this medical social working mental health sort of program, and I got this important thing on Sunday, and then my sister, she backed out on me. So And that's the way you are. You're so understanding of both sides of every issue. You totally get why your sister suddenly isn't available. It was wishy-washy to begin with, right?
Right. Right.
Yeah. And so, but I will tell you, you will be a huge success in the mental health. Do you have, but I want to give you a little, I want to give you a little bit of warning though. Just going to give you a little bit of warning.
Yes.
Part of it has to do from your own childhood. Okay. So you had a abandonment issues, a very sad, very sad childhood, right? Yeah.
Yes.
And I don't know
yes.
if there, you came from another country or your parents came from another country, but part of it has to do with your parents really just didn't have the skills, skill set. And
right.
one of them
right.
wasn't available for you there. And they had mental health issues as well too in your family. So does
yes.
that make sense?
It really does, and that's why I felt
that's
pulled
why you're
to this,
doing it.
Yeah, because I understand now what I went through is to help others. You know,
yeah.
going through it, especially when I was young, it was so hard. You know, like
yeah.
why is this, you know, happening to me? But now instead of saying why is this happening to me, you know, I'm honestly, you know, grateful because I made it. I am stronger, and you know, it's going to help me in my career. So good that you're getting the validation that I'm going to be implementing it because
extremely
you know, it's hard to grow up without parents. Yeah.
But you're going to be helping people.
Parents, but you know that you know without the support of a parent. Yeah.
Exactly. That loneliness, right? That loneliness, that
yeah.
feeling alone, that feeling of abandonment, that feeling of,
yeah.
you know, and you want to bring a community around that. And you, really, you want to bring awareness.
Yes.
You want to bring, you feel
yeah.
like if people were just aware, people were just educated, if they just knew, they could heal, they could be better. And that's what you want to do.
Right.
You're a good
right.
teacher too. So eventually you will be teaching. Eventually you will teach after several years of working within the community around mental health issues, you'll end up teaching as
mm-hmm.
well. You're also very in tuned with how food affects our mental health. And so bringing the nutritional value into
I'm
it.
I'm struggling with that now still a little bit though. Like I know I'm an emotional eater. Like I know it. Like it's cakes and like I literally like binge on it sometimes. I definitely, you know, I understand it and I'm trying to get past it myself right now. Yeah, definitely. Wow. Yep.
Yeah, so you'll be, mm-hmm. it's like a drug, right? Like food is like a drug.
It is
and,
my drug. It is my
yeah.
drug. It is.
Yeah,
like
absolutely.
I'll
and
say,
that's something
yeah, don't
you're,
eat that.
You will,
and I do. It's an urge. Yeah.
You will overcome that. You'll overcome that because you're going to start. But this, I want you to be careful. This is just a bit of a warning, is that you are a healer. You were born this way. In a last life, that's what you did. Nurse, doctor, healing, that's what you did in a past life. And you do pick up on other people's emotions. So if you walk into a room and all of a sudden you feel sad or all of a sudden you feel exhausted or tired.
I just discovered that an empath is what it's called, right?
That's exactly what you are.
About a year ago, because I felt that, like, why do I'm fine. All of a sudden, I feel like crying. Like, I had to do this. I thought it was something, you know, mentally, you know, and that's what I thought it was, like bipolar at first. But then I went further into it.
No.
And I'm like, no, this is what it is. And even now, I feel like lately it's physically affecting me now. Like, I get these pains in my back. And for some reason, I know it's not mine. I'm not really prone to, like, too many, you know.
Is it the lower back where the sciatic is? Is it the lower back where the sciatic? Oh, it's upper?
No, the upper. Yeah.
The mid-back. Okay, so that's communication.
My shoulder blades and my shoulder.
Right. So for you, that's communication. And that means that you're not communicating your truth. You're not saying no to people. You're saying yes too much. You're allowing other people to walk on you. So there is a discernment of you being able to say no. You work off of guilt a lot and you feel guilty a lot and you'll do things out of pure guilt and then you have resentment after because you'll build up resentment because you're not saying
with
no
myself,
to people.
Yeah.
Know that you are naturally one of the most fairest, kindest people. Honestly, you're very fair. You're very kind. You always look at both sides and you weigh things out. You know, you'll always do what's fair. It's your natural knee-jerk reaction.
Yes.
So never feel
That's
guilty
so
by
true.
Saying no.
Okay.
Because you're not being rude. You've already weighed it out. You've already tried to, if you could say yes, you'd say yes. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing is you're got to be careful with your digestive system as well, too. So you are very sensitive to the foods that you eat. You don't necessarily digest them very well. So just make sure there's a lot of fiber in there, basically fiber and water, because you're a big water person. So a lot of your weight is water weight and lack of fiber. Yeah.
Maybe because I have skin issues, like as far as like acne, I'm real acne prone. And maybe that's, you know, comes from the digestive, because I've read something like, you know, depending on, you know, where your acne is, like it's a signal in your body. So maybe, because I've always had struggled with acne. And that makes sense, you know, with the digestive
system. That's
because
you like sugar.
Oh, yeah.
Sugar is your weakness. Not carbs, like sugar,
yeah.
Like candy and cupcakes,
yeah.
And cake. And
yes.
Wine.
You guys gave me so much information. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And I'll go and everything will be okay. Just, you know, talk
yes.
to this, my friend. And
yes.
That'll come about, make something come about. Yeah, because it's next Sunday, so... Yeah, I'm kind of on the wire. Like, what am I going to do? I have to go. Yeah.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen.
Thank
you're going to
you
have
so
a few,
much.
You're going to have a few roadblocks for the next couple of months up until December, but just be patient, be perseverance, keep moving forward.
Mm-hmm.
This is hard work. This is the hardest work that you've ever had to do. And your turning point was about 4 years ago. So just keep it up. You're at the finish line.
4 days ago, I applied for a job, but I've been looking for a job, and I finally got a call back 4 days ago with the job. So do
Perfect.
You see that coming through? Is that like a sign that, you know, another thing that I'm going to get this job?
That one, I don't know if you're
going to
get that one.
Coach.
That one's delayed. Yeah, that one's delayed somehow. I see you, you get a call back on another job after you get back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
The end of August, you're working.
Okay, great. Because that was, you know, that's pretty much when I'm going to be out of money. Yeah, I've been out of work since I had my daughter last November. So, you know, it was down to the wire now. Okay.
Yeah, but
the
boss
so
that you're going to
yeah.
be working for, you'll struggle with. But you have a new job in 2019, doing what you're working in the field that you're interning in right now. You'll be working in the same field.
Oh, okay.
So, don't get discouraged. Hang in there.
I will. Thank you so much. I really appreciate
You're
you.
Welcome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I appreciate you. Keep me posted.
Thank
you. Too.
Bye-bye. I will. Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so I'm going to take 416 area code, and you're on the air live.
Cool.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Who am I speaking with?
My name is Zach.
Zach. Okay. And just for everybody listening, you can always make up a name if you want to be private. I won't know any different.
Okay.
Okay. What's your birth date, Zach?
It's February 22nd.
Year?
What, the year? Yep, 1989.
Yeah. Have we spoken before?
I think just like in sort of a info gathering, just brief discussion.
Yes.
Yeah, but we never really took it further.
Okay. If you sound familiar. Okay. So what question do you have?
Well, I wasn't really calling for myself so much, maybe more for my daughter, her birthday's October 1. Sure.
Actually, I do still want to look at yours, too. So we'll do that. And
okay.
October 1 for your daughter. Because when there's a relationship, whether it's family, I always look at the dynamic between the two. Because
yeah,
two people are separate, but when they have a relationship with each other, they create a whole new entity, which is really important.
Well, that's
so
what
October
I'm interested
2nd?
About.
Yeah.
No, October 1, 2015.
One.
Yep.
Okay, and what's your question around her? Or do you just want to know what she's
doing? Yeah, just sort of like her, I guess her highest sort of calling in life, how I can best help her on a path that is most healthy and healing to her.
Perfect. So as you know, she's a Libra, but she's a strong Libra. So she's really a pleasant child. She does what you want her to do. She follows the rules. She can be very picky about her food, very picky about the way certain things have to be a certain way. certain order. She's very entertaining, extremely entertaining, very funny. If she's not happy with her food, or if she's not happy with her toy, or she's not happy with her friend, she'll be very vocal about it, almost dramatic, very dramatic about it. So
yeah.
If she's at the stage where she's just crying, or she's not 100% vocal, you know, not full sentences, then she'll just scream her head off, like, I don't like this. She can be very stubborn. So once she's put her foot down that she doesn't want to change on something, and food is a big thing for her. She likes her food. She likes to eat, and she's quite particular about what she eats. And her digestive system is quite sensitive too. But in general, she's a pretty happy-go-lucky person. She's very giving. She wants to do what makes you happy. If she does something that's entertaining, she'll do it again just to make you laugh again. And it'll be really hard, careful with that. This is where you could really help her grow, is you don't want her to become like a doormat, so to speak. You want to give her choices and let her choose what she wants to do, not so much what she thinks you want her to do, right?
Okay.
So, yeah, so if you were to say, like, honey, do you want to go to a park or you want to go to the beach? And she'd be like, well, what do you want to do? I want to do what you want to do. Like, I know you like the
yeah.
water, and I know you like to play in the park too, and we can always do both on separate occasions, but which one would you like to do today? And then she will give you an honest answer. Otherwise, she will always do what the other person wants her to do. And what happens is, as she becomes an adult, she loses sight of who she really is, because all she does is serve and do what other people want. And
yeah, that's the last thing I want for her.
Yeah. So you don't want her, you don't want to, it's easy to take advantage of people like her, because
yeah.
you'll just say she's a yes person. She doesn't like to say no. Right. And then, be careful with their digestive system as well, around foods. I don't see her as really being super sensitive to lactose, or anything, but she is sensitive to like spicy foods, fiery foods, acidy foods. She's quite sensitive
okay.
to that. Now, I'm not a nutritionist or a doctor in any way, so you always want to double check with that. She's very vocal. When somebody first meets her, she's not at all. She looks like she's extremely shy, but as soon as she gets to know you a little bit, then she's very vocal. She's nonstop talking.
Yeah.
She's like a chatty Cathy.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. She's a fun, and she's got a really happy disposition too. Now, as growing older, material things are important to her. So you'll find if she's got any siblings, or if she has siblings in the future, she doesn't really like to share. She gets attached to her own material things, and she will end up being, and she has very expensive tastes, you'll see, as she gets older, and she likes things that are really well made, really high quality. So I hope you make a lot of money. No. So she will be very interested in, having jobs that make good money, such as going into accounting, going into design. She's very artistic. She's extremely creative. Anything like that.
Like, is that something that should be counteracted so that she sort of pursues something higher than just material goods, or is that sort of her highest path?
No, I would steer her away from it. Just make sure that she delves into as many creative hobbies, things to do on the side as she possibly can, so that she can find out where her creative niche is. So, for instance, she might be a hairdresser, and she'd be the best high-end hairdresser out there, and you'd pay really good bucks to have her because she's really good at what she does. She's really good at quality. She might, you know, want to be a designer, a clothes designer. She ends up designing best high-quality purses, you know, exaggerating, but she's extremely creative. So, and she's very particular. She's very detail-orientated. So when she creates something, it's the best.
Okay.
Yeah, but I wouldn't deserve it. She has a really good relationship with both of her parents. Always. Like her entire life.
Yeah.
No. She always will. And she'll talk, both of you. She communicates with both of you constantly. Her friendship with her mother might suffer a little bit as she gets older. I don't know if her mother is more fiery, more aggressive.
Yeah.
Okay. She doesn't like that aggressiveness. She tends to do the exact opposite. Aggressiveness doesn't motivate her.
Okay.
Rationalizing with her and making sense of things with her, that motivates her.
Okay.
Is that helpful?
Yeah, that sounds very much like her current situation.
Perfect.
Her current personality. Yeah, helpful.
Perfect. Okay, well, thank you, Zach. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
You said you wanted to take a look at me as well, or...
Yeah, I'll take a look at you quickly.
Yeah.
And you were, which one were you?
February
22nd? Yeah.
1989. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, actually, you and your daughter have a lot in common. So I don't see any problems between the two of you at all. And you give a lot of freedom. You're very, you're very much a humanitarian, and you, even though you're very discerning, you want to make sure you're the best parent. You also allow your child, children, or even the people, even your spouse, a lot of freedom to be who they are. And
mm-hmm.
You're actually in October, you're going to get recognition around your work. So I don't know if you get a raise, you're going to
okay.
get more money, or something successful that you're working on right now.
Exciting.
Is going to take place in the fall
yeah.
for you. Yeah, you,
wow.
you're a very hard worker and you're very dedicated and financial, you know, making sure that your financial goals are met are important to you as well, too. You actually struggle
right.
between security and freedom. You struggle with that all the
yeah.
time. So
yeah,
you're like
absolutely.
The minimalist who wants to have a lot of money in the bank. So, but you're going to get recognition through your job. I see it as a raise or bonus of some sort in the fall.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Thank you for hosting this. I'll listen in.
Awesome. Okay, then. So I think we're going to wrap it up now. I believe I did. I think there's a couple people that bounced on, but I highly recommend that here, the same place, same station, 9 o'clock every Sunday. That's Eastern Standard Time. So if you're in Pacific, that's 6 o'clock, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, 6 o'clock. And then Mountain and Central in between, right? So you can go on to the Blog Talk Live with Holly. You can push the follow button and you'll get updates in your email, what I'm coming on, what I'm going to talk about. Every week will be different theme, definitely going to be taking callers. If you're interested in life coaching with me and following a regime, you know, at the beginning where I said, fill your brain with all these positive things to make these changes, then take a look at the TLC tribe. Okay. So that's the TLCtribe.com. And it's very, I think it's like $48 a month. You get huge discounts on readings. You get private groups and forums where I'll answer your questions. And every week there'll be classes and homework and inspiring things to do all around career and love and minimalizing and health, changing your brain, pattern NLP. There's videos that we'll watch together and then talk about in a forum and live within a group. In a video type setting, and it's a ton of fun stuff, and it's month to month, or you can pay 6 months, or you can pay a year in advance, and it's just a lot of fun with the tribe. So go to tlctribe.com, and you can also facebook.com/ Holly Consulting 8, and you'll get a ton of updates there as well too. And you can also PM me there, message me there if you're interested in the reading. So I am going to let you all go next week. I won't sound so nasally. May the stars be with you and may all your dreams come true. Bye, everyone.